you have been involved with a very interesting program. Teens get tested on go-kart track. It's an interesting way. We all worry when our kids either start driving or are about to start driving, and there's an interesting way that you want to kind of get get across to teens how serious an issue driving is. Tell us about this story.
Well, back in 2001, I was a DARE officer for my department, and I was looking for a way to get the message out about the dangers of drinking and driving, particularly with young people, and I was looking for something right around homecoming time at the start of the school year, and I was looking for something at the end around prom time when we start to see, unfortunately, young people making poor decisions with alcohol. And we're very fortunate that we have a business in our city, Kart to Kart. It's an indoor go-kart racing facility, and these go-karts can go 40 miles an hour. And what we decided to use was the Fatal Vision or drunk goggles, which impairs your vision, and we coupled that with the go-karts. And it's a very quick way for young people to learn how dangerous it is to drive impaired. What we've done with that as well is, when we bring the various high school students in, we split them into two groups. One group will stay in a classroom type setting, and they listen to a police officer talk about what we do when we show up on the scene, how we investigate anything from a regular drunk driving arrest to a fatal crash. Then they listen to a firefighter, a paramedic, explain what they're going to do to try to save their lives. A judge go through the consequences of their actions, an insurance agent that talks to them about what's going to happen to how their insurance rates are going to increase. And then I always have a guest speaker. This year we had Jim Santilli from the Traffic Improvement Association, and he came out and had a very powerful video regarding Allie Zimmerman, who was a 16-year-old Romeo High School student that was killed by somebody with distracted driving. The other group, they go out on the race course, and we set up basically an obstacle course, and we let the students drive through that. We put them through some field sobriety tests and things. One of the things that we did this year that really made a positive impact was we coupled with Best Buy in Utica, and they brought cell phones, and we actually incorporated texting and driving as part of the distracted driving portion. And we let the students run around the course once, and we timed them, and then we put them out there, and we had a series of questions that we would text them. And we timed them for the second loop to see how much slower they were. And I think that really presented a very positive, educational, but fun way to learn.
All right, Sergeant Burgess, I got to get to a break here. If you want to know more, contact Sergeant Aaron Burgess with the Sterling Heights Police Department on 1320 WILS.